I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Dina's still out. Lopez in with Dina's Dirt at the 40. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work so hard you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's going on, Lopez?
Oh, lots of stuff. Well, one thing, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin. It's been a while since we heard anything about a big wedding to celebrate them. Haven't done it yet. And insiders are saying their biggest concern right now is Justin's mental health issues. They're saying a source is talking to People and said Hailey keeps supporting him. They will still have a wedding when they feel they are ready, but the most important thing for them is that Justin is mentally healthy, and they say he's doing much better. Seems the treatment has helped him a lot. So it looks like everything's going in the right direction, so we hope for the best for him.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, of course, there's always rumors about Meghan Markle being annoying to the staff in the royal household. That's what they keep saying. We don't know how true that is, but now we've got people saying Archie Harrison is just making things worse. The baby, of course, is Archie. And they say that they hired a royal nanny who quit after 2 weeks. Daily Express says a royal source claims that Meghan likes to be in control of everything and that no nanny has been good enough for baby Archie.
Love that.
And
no nanny's good enough. They can't live up to the job.
So they're saying, you know, sometimes some people are saying, like, well, you know, you can't blame her. It's a first baby. She's going to be overprotective. Also, they weren't even going to be hiring a nanny. So we don't know how true this is, that this even happened, because they were going to have Meghan's mom help along with this super high-tech nursery to keep him as safe as possible. So we don't even know if a nanny has been in the room.
When you say high tech, what are we talking, robots?
I don't know.
Like rocking the baby?
Possibly.
It's
entirely possible, because they could afford that. So just take this with a grain of salt that she's kicking the nannies out.
DinaStirk.com.
Well, this is some cool news. Mackenzie Bezos is planning to give away at least half of her huge fortune. She signed the Giving Pledge, and the Giving Pledge was started by Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and others to encourage very rich people to give away half of their money to charity or philanthropic causes. Well, I guess she's going to be doing it after finalizing her divorce from the richest man in the world. She's going to be giving away half. MarketWatch is saying that this is going to be happening very soon.
Wow, and we're talking billions.
Yeah.
Crazy money.
She's now worth about $36.6 billion.
What's the interest day on that? Just the interest?
I know, right?
With like a lifetime of what we may earn.
You'd never have to worry about anything.
Crazy.
So it's really cool that she's going to be giving away half.
DinaStirk.com.
And about 2 months after their four-day marriage ended, Nicolas Cage's ex, Erica Koke.
Wait, can you call her an ex after 4 days?
She's an ex. They were married.
Like a week rule or something?
She is a Daily Mail caught up to her hanging out with a mystery man in Los Angeles over the weekend and asked her how things are with Nicolas Cage. And she said, Nick did what he did. We're not going to reconcile or get back together. Nick could have come to me and talked to me, not publicly humiliate me.
Huh.
She's kind of upset with him and how he handled everything.
Maybe she's looking for some money.
I don't know. Well, not saying that's not going to help. That's not really encouraging looking for money. She'd probably say something a little nicer.
Well, she's trying to set herself up for some money, I think, in the future.
Maybe. So that is your Dirt at 640. We'll have fresh dirt in an hour at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
I feel emotionally damaged.
I can see that.
I'm just working my court case right now. It's really sticking on soul. Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Lopez in for Dina, who is out today. And this update brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Lopez? us.
Well, the end of Game of Thrones seemed to hit Kit Harington pretty hard. The man who plays Jon Snow ended up secretly checking into rehab over it. Page Six says that he was in Privé Suisse. I don't know if I said Privé correctly. It's a luxury Connecticut health retreat. He was there for almost a month using psychological coaching, mindful meditation, ways to deal with stress and other negative emotions, and to curb his alcohol use as well. His rep says that he decided to utilize this break in his schedule as an opportunity to spend some time at a wellness retreat to work on some personal issues. And apparently his wife, Rose, has been very supportive about all of this. And also, it costs a lot. It's about $120,000 a month to go to this place.
Well, I think he could probably afford it. And this is why there were all those sightings in Madison down by the shore in Connecticut, because he was there. So a lot of people wondering, what are you doing in Connecticut?
Right. Well, I mean, they do a lot. There's a lot of filming stuff in Connecticut. People have a lot of houses there. So he could have been there for many reasons, but that's the reason.
DinasDirt.com.
Rob Lowe getting roasted on Twitter for what he said about Prince William. He was doing an interview with the Daily Telegraph, and he said, "Can we talk about William? The future king of your country let himself lose his hair. Honestly, one of the great traumatic experiences of my life is watching Prince William lose his hair. He's going to be the king of England. And there's a pill. The first glimmer that a single hair of mine was going to fall out, I was having that stuff mainlined into my veins. And that's what I did for the next 30 years. So
wow.
I guess Rob Lowe's hair is there because he took pills, and he's upset that other people didn't do it. But people on Twitter were saying, maybe the future king has more important issues.
And he didn't get to it soon enough, but bring in the royal Rogaine.
Yeah, I mean, who does he care? He's done with it. You know, he's going to be king. Who cares if he's bald?
This is like the weirdest things he probably ever commented on.
Yeah, right.
It's bizarre, Rob Lowe, it's on to say.
DinasDirt.com.
Well, we've talked a lot before about teen mom star Janelle Evans and her husband David Eason's custody battle. It's getting messy. And now we're hearing from E.T. that they have lost custody of their three young children, at least temporarily. 9-year-old Jace, 2-year-old Ensley are with Evans' moms. Now, it's still unclear if 4-year-old Kaiser is with her or his dad, which is Janelle's ex, Nathan Griffin. But we're not 100% sure of where he is. But the couple is due back in court June 4th to see what happens with that.
DinasDirt.com.
And apparently Mandy Moore climbed Mount Everest. Okay. She achieved her goal on Monday. I didn't even know she was doing it, but she achieved her goal on Monday, making it to the base camp of the world's tallest mountain, 17,600 feet above sea level. She said it wasn't easy. No kidding, Mandy. She posted a picture up on Instagram talking about how important it was to stay hydrated up there.
Wow.
She said there's magic in these mountains, and she said breathing is the vital key in the fight against altitude sickness. It's also the major takeaway that I'll be employing back to the real world, whether I'm in the midst of a tough workout or a weird day. Mind blown.
Wow, she really did it. So she didn't hire a helicopter. And she's on her up, and kind of slap her against the mountain.
I don't know.
She hangs on.
I don't know. Are you allowed to do that?
Maybe. It's like cheating in a marathon. They're celebrities. They can afford that.
Yeah, probably she could afford that. But yeah, our mind is also blown, Mandy, that you did that.
That is cool.
Good for you. Congratulations. And that is your Dirt at 7:40. We'll have fresh dirt in an hour at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Dina is out today. Lopez covering dirt. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make your money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up?
Well, Lamar Odom was talking. We've heard a little bit about of his new memoir, Darkness to Light. And he's opened up a lot about the stuff going on in his life, and including his marriage to Khloe Kardashian. And he was talking to Good Morning America, and everything seemed pretty chill. But then Radar Online kind of got into a little deep into the book and found a couple interesting things that even though he said he enjoyed his life with the first family of reality TV, everything wasn't great. He called Kris Jenner devious for arranging cameras to catch him and Khloe outside of an LA area SoulCycle studio in 2015. He says Kim and Khloe were cruel to his aunt as well. And apparently he didn't agree with the way Khloe handled his family when he was dying in the hospital. She was legally in charge since they were still married, but she wanted his family to sign a non-disclosure agreement so they couldn't talk about it and they wouldn't sign. But in spite of all this stuff, there's a lot more stuff that I can't even mention. mention on the air. In spite of all this, he said that she was the love of his life and said, I wish I could have been a better man, and I owe her and her family an apology.
Well, that was a lot to say, though, I still like
her.
Yeah,
I know, right? He said
right, just a little bit.
Things, but yeah. He should have been better, I guess.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, a lot of people don't enjoy going to the airport because they have to deal with all the TSA stuff, and we know they're just doing your job, and we appreciate that, but, you know, people can be annoyed at times, and Miley Cyrus, though, on the other hand, loves it. She loves to get the pat down, and she does it on purpose. She says she purposely doesn't take off jewelry and anything because she wants to get a pat
down.
That's what she says.
Don't encourage the TSA.
She says they hate it because it's definitely kind of annoying that I never take it off, but they love me because they always get to do a pat down. She says...
It's the weirdest thing someone would say.
She says they're getting very sensitive with the pat down, and I'm kind of like into it. I need a little human touch. So that's
wow!
That's
I didn't know there were
connecting with people.
I didn't know there were fantasies involving TSA
really?
Agents.
Really, you didn't know that?
That's
have
very
you ever looked online?
Interesting. I've never searched for
maybe
it.
Maybe we visit different sites.
DinaStirt.com.
That's not something you just stumble across.
If you see a woman walking down the street, looks kind of like Paris Hilton, but maybe very different hair. It could still be her. She was talking to ET Online about her wig collection, and she has about 800 hair pieces. She says, I have every single color, every style. She said, I used them to wear to Disneyland and other places if I ever in a certain country and I want to go undercover. I just put it on and I go undercover to be in disguise. So
Apparently
she has a lot of wigs to go and disguise the places. So it could really be her.
Just like a whole suitcase full of them.
It sounds like a whole warehouse full of them.
DinaStirt.com.
And the Spice Girls tour has been going on. It just started, but it's not starting well. They kicked off their reunion tour in Ireland, had some sound issues, and according to the Daily Mail, those issues did not improve when they hit Cardiff and Wales. Some fans said it was incredible, but a lot of people were furious about the terrible sound problems. I mean, people were complaining that it was wet weather, which, not their fault, that part really, but the sound issues they could have fixed. They said, absolutely shocking, sounds awful, I want to get a refund. And someone said that they tweeted that they were looking forward to it, but they left early because it sounded so bad. So they're supposed to go to Manchester today. Hmm. Hopefully someone takes a look at their sound system to figure out what is going on because people just say they can't hear anything that the women are saying.
That really stinks too when you have sound issues.
Okay.
Like that.
You did that on purpose.
I think we just lost a few listeners. We lost all five of them.
Goodness. Yep, let them go. Left the MAS crew early.
Wow.
That's your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.